This is Curiosity Killed the Cat, a DCU Teen Titans fanfic written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing Tim Drake Connell, with additional tags for pining, oblivious, animal transformation, accidentally a cat, Khan's case of sexual frustration, Catboy Tim. It started a week ago, and Khan hopes it doesn't ever end. He doesn't think he can get tired of this, although he's pretty sure every shadow in Gotham is ready to lunge out and kill him. It all started a week ago, when Robin, Red Robin, had gotten hit with a stray spell. Ever since then, Tim has been... Well, at first he didn't notice anything different. Tim had been Tim, going about his business without saying a word to anyone, disappearing without a moment's notice for hours on end, only to appear out of nowhere like he'd never left, perching like a robin in random dark corners. The list of regular Timish behavior goes on and on. Then things had taken a decidedly feline turn. Bart had caught Tim with his cowl down, and, well, Khan had known from the squeal that something was up. Apparently, it was black cat ears and a tail. That's what was up. Khan wonders how he missed that. And because it's Bart, the entire tower knew before Tim could even flinch. Since then, the cooing and the giggling and the tail pulling, Tim has pretty much given up on hiding it and is openly sprawled in his civvies in front of the giant windows of the common room. Just sprawled there. In the sun, legs spread and arms flung out, head tossed back, looking like a goddamn cat. A sexy cat, Khan mentally amends. If that image doesn't make Khan's knees nearly buckle and set off his heat vision, the next thing that happened does send sparks flying out of his eyes. He's glad that he closes his eyes in time and that the floor isn't that hard. Tim arches his back and launches himself at Khan, curling his arms and legs around him like he's some sort of body pillow. For Tim, Khan's fumbling mind supplies, Khan would pretty much be anything. And he nuzzles against Khan's neck and purrs like a cat. This happens in front of everybody. Everybody! As in Gotham crowd, former Titans, the outsiders, included with the normal Titans. The old lady with a broken hearing aid that works at the farmer's market in Smallville could have heard a pin drop in the silence that followed. Khan's super hearing hears Tim's purring, Nightwing's heartbeat spike, Batgirl choke, Arsenal's heart stutter, and Huntress's hiss of breath. He can actually see the pain that will be inflicted upon his person when Tim lets go, if he lets go. Khan wonders if Tim is doing this on purpose, because he just clings on tighter and does some sort of nerve strike slash body lock that has him on the ground with Tim sprawled again on top of him, still holding him like some body pillow. Eventually, everyone files out of the room, Arsenal and Batgirl tugging a near Lazarus Pit insane Nightwing out by his arms, leaving Tim and Khan alone. Tim doesn't let him up until the sun sets, and Khan is much too dazed to realize that Tim's gone by the time that he is. The next day, Khan is playing video games with Bart and Gar, and actually winning for once, when he feels a prickle at the back of his neck, like he's being watched. Then a pair of hands starts to slowly trace their way down his front, just pressing down his chest and stomach and fucking crap. Tim's in his lap. How did he even get there? Straddling him and making the hottest purring noises ever. Then Tim is freaking gone, and Khan isn't sure if he's grateful because Nightwing is still in the building, or pissed, because damn, if that wasn't a mind-blowing experience, he wouldn't mind having again. Khan would look for him, but it's still Tim. When Tim is gone, he's gone, as in super hearing, x-ray vision, and super speed can't find him gone. And when he does reappear, he'll deny ever having done something of that sort. It's not that Khan doesn't like the attention. No, he's rather enjoying it. But he'd rather not be killed by Daddy Bats and Brother Bird because of it. Khan would much rather enjoy the attention he's been getting in private. Or at least somewhere where he won't get destroyed for returning it. So he calls Zatanna and asks her how to reverse it. He didn't beg her. No, he was just asking politely. She says that he has to wait it out. He has to wait it out. Khan is absolutely certain that he'll be dead before the spell wears out. And Khan is almost certain that Tim is doing everything on purpose because he's making it so hard for Khan to just say no. Shit. 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 The tail is so damn distracting. And Khan thinks Tim has developed claws, which are pushing down oh so nicely on his thighs as Tim leans over to swipe his tongue over Khan's lower lip. Then Nightwing is holding Tim over his shoulder and storming out of the room, giving off vibes that could kill Poison Ivy's libido. Khan lets his head thump against the back of the couch and whines, "I hate magic." Tim doesn't go out on patrol or on missions while he's spelled. Khan is inwardly relieved because he always worries when Tim has to fight, but is also a little disappointed. Khan wants to see Tim as Red Robin, avian and bat-like, not all feline and sexy and about to get Khan killed because he's thinking with his dick. As much as Khan enjoys the feline Tim, he also misses bat-obsessive bird-quirky Tim. Khan has taken to being on extra high alert at all times so that he can avoid this feline Tim's surprise attacks of affection. He's also taken to retreating to his room and waiting until Tim is on the other side of the building before coming out. He figures it's probably safer for him if he's nowhere near Tim because he's pretty sure that his control isn't going to last much longer. So Khan is utterly surprised to find Tim lounging in his bed, staring at him in that intense Robin Bat Tim way that makes his entire body shiver. "You've been avoiding me." Khan finds it a little hard to breathe, and has it always been that hot in the tower? Tim tilts his head in a way that could either be Tim or Robin. Or feline. Then his eyes narrow in a way that is definitely Tim. It makes it only a little bit easier to breathe. Con lets out a loud sigh before flopping on the bed next to Tim, running a hand through his hair and flinging an arm over his eyes. Dude, you have not been making it easy for me. Seriously, I think Nightwing is only so close to pulling a Wonder Woman and throwing me to fucking Russia with the way he's been glaring at me. Con feels Tim snort. And why would he be glaring at you? Con lifts his arm enough to shoot Tim an incredulous look. Are you kidding? Tim quirks a brow that is completely and utterly Tim. Not that I haven't been enjoying it, but you've been throwing yourself at me, like, literally, all week. I'm a little worried. I mean, it isn't like you at all, and really, I don't mind, but God, I'm starting to worry that I'll get jumped wherever I go. And I'm rambling, aren't I? Tim quirks his other brow, so that both are a little under his bangs. Con resists the urge to brush his fingers past them. And what makes you think I'm not acting like myself? It's Con's turn to quirk a brow. And he's not really good at it, but it's not like he's received special bat training for it. Tim continues. What if I'm simply testing out a hypothesis? Suddenly, Tim is moving, and Con isn't, because Tim is on top of him, leaning down into his face, eyes sharp and intense, and it's breath-stealing to have all that attention focused on him. You see, I have this idea that since I've been spelled, people will not find it peculiar if I act in a more direct manner. Tim's breath just ghosts over Con's face, and Con makes a little whimpering noise. So I've spent the past 2 weeks collecting data. Tim runs claw-tipped hands down Con's front as he rocks back to sit on Con's legs, eyes continuing to pin him like some sort of butterfly. And, your conclusion? Tim's tongue flicks out of his mouth for a brief second. A second too much for Con's self-control, because he's got his hands on Tim's hips and is pulling him closer without even realizing he moved. I'm not satisfied with my current data set to draw a particular conclusion yet. Con thinks that this has the potential to be the hottest thing to ever happen to him, and his last moments on Earth, because he knows that Batman has complete access to the tower surveillance systems. Tim continues as if he isn't noticing Con's lack of ability to pay attention. I've also been curious as to see if people would notice that I wasn't exactly spelled in the first place. There's just enough mental capacity left in Con to think, huh? Before Tim has tossed tail and cat ears to a corner of the room, before he starts picking fake nails off of his hand. Con swallows. Curiosity killed the cat. His voice comes out a lot rough. Tim smiles. Smirks, really. A completely Tim smirk. He leans down and purrs in Con's ear. And satisfaction brought him back. Needless to say, Con made sure Tim was able to draw sufficient data to draw his satisfying conclusion. The end. Reader's notes. 800,000 thank yous to Prixis, who made the amazing cover art that goes with this podfic. Yesterday afternoon, I had said on Twitter, I need someone to make me a picture of Tim Drake with cat ears, and possibly a tail. Cat ears a must, tail is a plus. In return, I will record you a TimCon podfic, where Tim gets magicked into having cat ears and a tail, and then Tim cats all over Con. And then Prixis drew me some really amazing floofy-haired Tim with cat ears and a tail, and it's so great! And it was the most amazingly just, oh, this is the best. This made the rest of my afternoon at work the so much less shitty. It was great. So, yes, this popfic is for Bruxus, who knows exactly what I need in terms of floofy-haired Tim and then tiny Shaqt Khan with his 1990s earring. Oh, it's so great. I just want to pet it. So thank you for listening. Thank you to Bruxus for making me this cover art so that I could do the podfic. And I hope you enjoyed Catboy Tim. Have a nice day.